shot clock.
Your home for Westwood One's March Madness and the Final Four. Yeah! Sports Radio 950 KJR AM and KJR FM HD2 Seattle.
National Championship!
Stop.
That is a live feed of the Mariners putting together a Zoom call yesterday.
Didn't work out the way they expected.
Common Sense Tuesday. We welcome you in the show about nothing.
The jokes really, just write themselves.
And it really does live up to that. Slick Hawk is in the Curtis Calhoun Update Center. Christopher Anthony Kidd is in the Red Box Producers Booth. Smarter way to watch and play. I am in the Carter Volkswagen Studio inside the KJR Golf Center. And we welcome all of you knuckleheads listening to this train wreck for the next 3 hours. Because that's what it is. But boy, oh boy. And thank you for all of you, you know, listening on the old school, you know, radio if you are driving around town. Thank you.
Hey, thanks.
We appreciate that. If you have an old radio at home like I do in the garage, thank you. But there are other ways to listen to this fine train wreck of a show. SportsRadioKJR.com, Alexa, Google, and of course, the world-renowned, the most famous app in all of the land, the iHeartRadio app, where you can listen to this show, this station, and many other stations on the go. And you can podcast this show. All the podcasts are up there on the iHeartRadio app. Download it today, a 2-year smartphone. In fact,
it's right there. This is a brand new phone.
Great phone.
Matter of fact, great phone. Love this phone. But the first app, first up, top left.
Did you go Apple or did you go? No, you went.
No, I went Galaxy. You went Android Galaxy S21 Ultra.
One of those people.
Look at all those cameras. I don't even know what to do with all those cameras.
Yeah, really.
100 times zoom, 108 megapixel camera.
Yeah, but you need that.
I could look up your nose from here.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
I was listening on the iHeartRadio app yesterday as I was doing chores around the house, picking up after the kids, putting dishes away, laundry, tidying up the house. I like a tidy house, Slick. I don't like it messy. Not like your desk at work. Is your work desk reflective of what it is at home?
No, because I have a wife and she doesn't let that happen.
Okay, so she steps in.
Well, not steps in. She just we handle it together.
All right.
But she has a certain standard that
what happens at work? Your work standard is clearly not up to par.
There's a little cluttered over there, just a little bit.
You want us to take a picture on your new fancy camera phone?
You know, there's not a need for that. We're doing radio here.
We can
it's not a visual medium.
We can juju it up, you know, make it all fancy.
It's nice in here.
Maybe a noir feature on it.
A noir feature. It's very nice in here, which is where I've been doing most of my work lately.
Okay. So I was listening on the iHeartRadio app yesterday as I was doing my chores around the house. Kids are zooming. Wife's yelling on meetings. I mean, everything, right?
Yeah.
And I'm listening to the professional radio show, state radio, from 1 to 3. And boy, the kids, everyone was asking, why are you laughing so much? Because that was a train wreck of train wrecks. And Godspeed to those two for tap dancing like they did. Shockey's trying to organize what's going on, keeping Ian up to date of, hey, they're going to stop the Zoom call. They're going to resume it. They can't hear the questions. They can't hear the questions that are hard. And then, hey, we're just going to shut it down. Ian doesn't really know what's going on. His blood is boiling.
If he didn't resign, would you have fired him? Huh?
What? I just heard your question, and I answered it. And I answered it, and it's weird because you didn't turn your mic off, and I didn't turn my mic off, and then you followed up with hey, would you have fired him anyways? Guys, I can't hear him.
I need more snare in my headphones.
Let's just shut this down for 15, okay?
Kick Divish off.
Let's cut it. Let's shut her down. Folks, we're going to shut her down for 15. We'll resume guys, PR, let's get together and let's come up with a way we're going to answer that one.
Yeah. Okay. In fact, that's why they call it resume. We're going to resume.
This is John. Let's all get together here and figure out how we're going to answer that question from that little pony cake. That son of a bitch keeps asking me, and I heard him 5, 6, 7 times. God damn it. I heard it. I heard it. Let's get together and figure out how we're going to answer that. Of course, we weren't going to fire him. Jesus H. Mother of Christ, we weren't going to fire him.
This is how you know that Kevin Mather's comments don't reflect the Mariners, because John Stanton yesterday took a play right out of the Seahawks playbook. Kevin Mather doesn't like the Seahawks. Wouldn't have done that. But take that time out. Go to the sidelines, regroup, and figure it out. Early timeout.
Carol, it's early third quarter. Yeah. Let's just spend it anyways.
Yep. Woo, woo.
That's timeout. That's it. We're going to take a 20-second here. Guys, I can't hear. I don't, John, you're going over the... I just can't hear.
The Mariners PR wants this to Ryan, talk it over.
John, it's Ryan again. Yeah, Ryan, hold on for a second. Guys, I can't hear him. I don't know what's going on. I don't know why you're... Hi, Shannon, how are you? Good to see you. Thank you. Thank you for all the lovely reporters thanking me for being here today, too. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Because it was tough to be here. Guys, I can't hear him. Can't hear him. I don't know what's going on here.
Now I revisit my comment from yesterday when I said, I don't think he knew that you could record the Zooms. And I stand firmly by that today. I think there are a lot of people that don't know Zoom, what it is.
I don't know what's going on here. Yeah, I heard the first question. Yeah, I got him perfectly here. Yeah, I heard him. Got him. Yep, I answered it. Then we were, remember, guys, hold on here. Guys, remember, I said no follow-ups, especially from him. Jesus, mother of... Yeah, can't hear him. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Let's get in the hallway here and figure out how we're going to answer that follow-up.
Let's regroup.
Because there was, first of all, I didn't even want to accept his resignation. Jesus, this cancel culture thing has gotten out of hand. Okay? Out of hand. The man made a mistake by saying that the poor Spanish kid couldn't speak English. What do you want from me?
Oh, Lord.
It ain't good. I mean, he didn't speak a lie, did he? Did he, guys? And 75 grand for an interpreter? Guy can speak perfectly good English. Why do we need him? Okay, now we're going to say... You come up with a plan. I'll come up with a plan over here. We'll meet back in 10.
Ready,
we'll get back here now. All right. See you in 10. Okay, we're back now. What's the plan? What are we going to say when that little fire hydrant keeps asking me more questions about whether or not we're going to fire him? Just say that he already made the decision and it was out of your hands.
Oh, I like that.
I like that. Yeah. This is why we pay you more than that interpreter. All right. Ask away, Ryan. I can see you there. Man, thank you for that question, Ryan. First of all, I want to apologize again for the communication issues. I appreciate your time. This has been a difficult situation. You know, COVID's been rough on everyone. COVID's been rough on everyone over here in the last 9-10 months. This has been a difficult time, but I want to thank you, and I appreciate that question, Ryan. Go ahead and ask that again for the 17th time and see if I can avoid it for the 18th. Okay, so you're asking, would I have fired him had he not walked into my door early in the morning and given me his resignation after the previous night when he basically released a statement saying he wasn't going anywhere? And it took us till late afternoon to... actually, fire him. We did fire him. He resigned.
He resigned.
All right. So, we didn't have to make that decision, right? I don't know what to tell you. Out of our hands. Whoopsie. Never had to do it. Next question. Yes. Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah. Oh, you don't need to thank me for being here. Thank you. Don't thank me. It's my duty to be here. I'm the owner. You don't have to thank me for doing my job. It's okay.
Corey Brock.
Ryan Davis would like to ask another one. Gee, I thought we muted him now. He's going to ask another question?
Yeah.
I mean, we said three for him, and that was it. Jesus.
We got any more timeouts?
Let's go to Jeff Passan, ESPN. No! Mother of God, not him!
Cancel it! End it.
John, have you figured out a severance package for him? Oh, Jeff... We just announced this like 10 minutes ago. No, we haven't figured this out. You said he came in early in the morning and resigned. What have you been doing for the, 7 hours, 8 hours since then?
Trying to set up the Zoom call.
Trying to set up the Zoom call. Good Lord. I thought it was a fitting end. So that's why I explained to my kids I was laughing very hard as I was meandering through the living room to the kitchen to the kids' rooms, cleaning stuff up. It's my kids just drop stuff all around the house. I mean, God, pick it up. So that's what I was doing. And they were wondering, why are you laughing so hard? Well, that's why. I, for one, would love to, if we could, replay the whole thing. Just that part.
I mean, we
of
can.
Trying to do... there is a section. Do we have it recorded someplace where they can't set it up?
Yeah.
And can you hear me? You got me? Hello? Hello? John? Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the audience should have to hear that again. Because I want to laugh one more time. Wow. Okay. Are we still doing Grand on Your Hand?
Through Friday.
Well, I thought last week was the last.
No,
week.
I told you we have two more weeks.
What?
Told you last week we have two more weeks.
No, I thought last week was one more week.
Mm-mm. Last week was last week.
And you told me 2 weeks ago that was the last week.
I told you it went through the 26th.
No, not you.
No,
not you.
No,
not you.
No.
Not
what
blaming you.
Was...
We're blaming LeBron over here.
I said, I think we're done.
LeBron James.
Speaking of LeBron, how do you lose to the Bullets?
Plowing ahead.
how do you lose to the Bullets?
They won four
giant
straight.
Killers. Washington is giant killers this year.
They got one player.
Bradley Beal?
Yeah.
He said Bullets.
The other guy?
It's George Morrison.
Well.
It's George Morrison.
Russell's playing good.
Yeah. All right. You what did you say?
I was saying I made a mistake and thought we were done, but as I looked on the log, there it is. And I said, no, we're good.
Hey, we love $1,000. We're going to put a grand in your hand right now. You hear that key word? Text it to 200-200 on a Common Sense Tuesday. We'll be back with more. You know who I have thought a lot about yesterday, Slick On?
Hey, I'm drunk.
I thought a lot about him yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, I did. A lot about him. Where is he now? And in a case of great irony today, I was watching Twitter.
Yeah.
And they got two new coaches that are with the Mariners this year that are helping out during spring training.
Who's that?
Franklin Gutierrez and Ichiro. Boy, Kevin Mather must be one pissed off white dude right now. Sure love that Gutierrez kid, but great kid, but you couldn't understand him. Ichiro, great to have him back, but I mean, had to pay for his interpreter. I mean, who cares that he set all these records and he's like the best Japanese baseball player to ever live.
Mm-hmm.
God, we had to pay $75,000 for some damn interpreter.
That's
Kevin, we're getting a lot of money coming over from Japan to come see him play and set him with these charters and these $75,000. Jesus. I mean, we are America. You think these guys would learn the language a little bit.
Jesus. Was it the same interpreter that they hired for Kuma that they had around for
Ichiro? Yeah, you'd have to add the only one I can only yeah, I can't remember who Ichiro's guy was. Was it Alan Turner or not? Alan Turner was there. I can't remember who Alan Turner was an interpreter for.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only one I can remember the name of. Because Alan was not, what I love about Alan Turner was, not only was he great, he was a nice guy. All the guys that were the interpreters were great dudes.
Yeah.
Turner was not only the interpreter, I believe, and someone will correct me, I don't know if anyone's listening. He was also, I think, the bullpen catcher.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he would catch bullpens, and then he'd come in and he would interpret for the guy.
Yeah.
That's the only one I can remember. So I don't remember. Like, they all had, all the players had different ones.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have the same one, if I remember correctly. So, all right. So in case you missed, in case you weren't listening to the iHeartRadio app yesterday, like I was, listening to Furness and Shockey navigate through that press conference of John Stanton yesterday. I found it to be the most hilarious start to a press conference in the history of press conferences. Because and everyone said the same thing, and they had all the correct take on this one. How this thing started is really just a look into 44 years of ineptitude.
It's a microcosm.
Right? And so we had Kid pare down, which I believe is the best, about a minute and a half, almost 2 minutes.
I changed it to 2 minutes.
Okay. The best 2 minutes that you will not hear anywhere else. The best 2 minutes of John Stanton on a Zoom call.
John, can you walk us through the last 24 hours from when you found out about Kevin or about Kevin's comments and up until the point you resigned? And did you consider firing him at any point before he resigned his position?
Can't hear him. Guys, I can't.
It does appear, I'll jump back in here, that John Stanton
John is muted.
Hear the questions. Oh, no, John's muted. Wow.
He's talking, but we can't hear him.
Okay.
Or this, was he just mouthing it? Oh, here's where Ian's losing it.
This basically sums them up right now. This sums up the Seattle Mariners organization.
Go ahead. Okay, we're good. Let's go.
Ben's calling. Do you want to take them?
Go ahead. This is a comedy show.
Okay. John, you're unmuted now.
Here we go.
Brian, I apologize. I did hear the question, but maybe for everyone else, you can repeat the question, and then I'll try and answer it.
Yeah, repeat it one more
time. Sure. Can you walk us through the last 24 hours or so?
I can't hear him.
We just said he knew the question.
Wow.
Can you hear me now?
It's a commercial. Can you hear me now? John, it's Ryan Divish.
Yes. Okay. Let's try to pause here and strategize what we're going to do.
I will be honest with you. Normally, we would bail out of something like this. I think because the story is so big, we've got to stay with it. And I don't want to laugh, but I just the fact that they can't get this figured out is remarkable to me. Is it not, Kev? Am I being too critical? Come on.
I know how frustrating it is when things don't work technically, and I'm really doing everything I can to not. Here we go. We're going to try again.
Okay.
Let's do it again. Here we go.
All right. Let's try it again, Ryan.
Let's go.
Okay.
Come on.
John, over the last, can you walk us through the last 24 hours from when you first heard about Kevin's comments up until the point he resigned? And did you consider firing him at any point before his resignation?
Let me first apologize for the video and audio quality. We're obviously all living in the age of COVID and Zoom. Thank you for your question, Ryan. I first learned about that the comments existed from a tweet yesterday late morning, and then got a hold of the YouTube link and read a transcript. I was terribly concerned about that. I talked to Kevin, and then I talked to
him. All right. Now, can you find me? Okay, we need that part again. Because he hears him, right, Slickhawk?
Yeah.
He answers the question, and then Divish follows up with the, but you didn't answer my question. Would you have fired him if he didn't resign? And then all of a sudden, guys, I can't hear. I just can't hear. Just start. Can you just start it from when Stanton's answering the question and just roll it? And just roll it. Because then I'll tell you when to stop. Because that's the best part. That's to me the doozy of it.
Had he not resigned, would you have fired him, though, John?
Okay, back it up. Can you back it up, though, to where he's answering, where Stanton's answering the question? Just back it up. Like, give me like 30 seconds of Stanton answering the question.
Let me first apologize for the video and audio quality. We're obviously all living in the age of COVID and Zoom.
No one's been able to figure it out.
Thank you for your question, Ryan. I first learned about that the comments existed from a tweet yesterday late morning, and then got a hold of the YouTube link and read a transcript. I was terribly concerned about that. I talked to Kevin, and then I talked to a number of other people in our organization, including most of my partners and much of management. I came in this morning, and Kevin was prepared to resign, and I accepted his resignation.
Had he not resigned, would you have fired him, though, John?
I can't hear him. Guys, can't hear him.
Eight. Tim, if someone else is asking a question, I'm not hearing it.
Oh. Can't hear him.
Yeah. Can you hear me, John?
No. Oh.
Can you hear me now?
Kevin, can you hear me?
Well, as you can hear right now, they're having still communication issues. Brian Dibb is trying to ask a follow-up whether or not John Stanton would have fired Kevin Mather had he not resigned. I guess all we've got out of that is that he came in and resigned today.
Let Ian play.
I think they're going to keep trying. Is he talking again, Kev?
We're talking about shutting it down and restarting.
No, I don't think you were.
Sorry, hitting the wrong button. Why don't we take a quick break? We're going to try to restart here and see if we can't get going again. Apologies to everyone listening, too. Obviously, we're all frustrated by this.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. Come back with more. 950 KJR.
That's just... Let's time out. Time out. Seen enough. 10-0 run. Let's get on. See it. Okay, guys, let's huddle up here. Okay, communications over here. Crisis management over here. I'm just going to sit here. You come up with a plan here. Obviously, the little pony cake keeps wants to know if we were going to fire him or not. What are we legal? What are we saying here? Legal, legal. What do I say here?
Draw up a play for me.
Just tell me what I listen. You don't tell me. You're out like the interpreter. Give me a okay. What do we want to say here? It didn't come to that, so you don't. You never even contemplated firing him because it didn't have to come to that. Okay, that's good. I like that legal. That's why we pay you the big bucks. Legal, right there.
I love that. It didn't. So he just, the thought had never entered his mind Mather decided he was going to resign. And then that was the first time Stanton had any thought of, would I have needed to fire him or,
never thought about the whole night.
Yeah.
How when lucky. I got the news yesterday about fire, never crossed my mind that we might have to fire him.
How lucky
after
for
he disparaged our top prospects, racist remarks about two of our players, throws a veteran player under the bus. I didn't even think about whether or not we're going to fire him. That right there should scare the hell out of you, if it's true that he doesn't even they. Well, first of all. And people say, well, what's the, I got a lot of that yesterday. Well, what's the difference between resigning and firing? Well, everything. What do you mean? All of it. It's public perception. You allowed him to resign rather than firing him. That should tell you right then and there everything you need to know about this ownership group. Right there. They allowed him to resign rather than fire the guy. And then tell you that, I never got to that because I had to accept his resignation even before he fired me. Okay. Then he tries to tell these guys during the, and I don't know who asked the question. Maybe it was one of the reporters who thanked him for being there. God. Guys, he's doing his job. He's the owner of the team. You don't need to thank him for addressing the media after his president of baseball operations torched the franchise. You don't need to thank him for being there. He's required to be there. He owns the team. Quit sucking his... just quit sucking up to him, all right? God almighty. Jeez. go to a journalism school maybe and figure it out. He never even addressed the question of whether or not his ownership. You're telling me in the 24 hours that this all transpired, and I don't know, he resigned in the morning. These mm-hmm. guys get up early. What do you think he came in there about 7 or 8?
Sure.
Okay, let's just say it's 8. So from 8 o'clock in the morning until 1 o'clock, 5 hours went by. We didn't discuss contracts. We didn't discuss a severance. We didn't discuss whether or not he's giving up minority stakes. Nothing. In the 5 hours, in 5 hours, we crafted a statement
mm-hmm.
that literally said nothing, that he repeated on the conference call anyways, which we didn't need to. Like, you already gave out the statement. You don't need to read the statement again. Just reference the statement. Hey, I don't need to, again, Puckett Crisis Firm. We sit down, turns the Zoom on, and goes, guys, you've seen my, this is John. Thank you for being here. Appreciate it. Wish I was here under different circumstances, obviously. You saw my statement that we put out earlier today. I don't need to go through that again, other than just to add, clearly we're embarrassed as an organization.
Yeah.
Today is an embarrassing day for the Seattle Mariners. All of it. And just because it was one person saying it, he represents all of us, unfortunately. And it's an embarrassing day. I'm ashamed that I'm having to sit here today to answer your questions. Fire away. I'll be here as long as you need me. That's how you do it. And then pepper, hey, thanks, John, for being here. Well, thank you.
If only I could hear you.
If only I could hear you. And just answer the question. But so you're telling me that whole time none of his severance was discussed? That's why it took you so long to craft the statement? I mean, do they, again, I'll repeat what I said yesterday. They think you're fools. That group thinks you are fools to think that they never discussed a severance package or any type of financial situations at all.
Right.
There is a huge difference between resigning and firing.
Well, yeah, because if he resigns, then he shouldn't be due a severance or anything like that.
He walked in. The second he walked in and Mathern says, I'm going to resign today, John Stanton should have said, like he told Lorena Martin, we'll get back to that. Hey, don't tell me these things. You tell other people. Don't tell me. He should have said, stop. I don't want to, I don't accept your resignation.
Yeah.
I'm firing you right now. Because perception matters. Perception matters to a fan base. And unfortunately, John is also delusional that he doesn't believe that there's been any trust lost between his organization and the fan base. John, trust has been lost every year for 20-plus years. In fact, trust has been lost for 44 years, but really 20 years, when you haven't sniffed the playoffs. And people don't believe you. The number one thing that Mariner fans feel about this organization is what? They are cheap, and they don't care about winning. And then he gets up there yesterday and then belittles the question. I believe it was by Divish. I think it was. And I apologize if it's not. It was somebody else. But where he's, there's no issue with trust in the fans. I don't see it that way. Then he is so out of touch with reality. He doesn't even know his own fan base at all. Because that's the number one complaint from Mariner fans. Not the delusional Mariner fans that go to spring training and knit and then fill out their little scorecards. Because that fan, they don't care.
Right.
Because the ownership group can do anything that they want to them. And that little group, will always show up.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about the ones who demand winning, who want to see the organization win and be successful year in and year out. He doesn't understand that group. And it's unfortunate because he claims to be one of them about winning and success. And he's a huge baseball fan, but he doesn't get it. You got to rub elbows sometimes with the little people to figure out how they really feel about the baseball team. And the number one complaint about the baseball team is they don't do enough to win. They don't do enough. They don't put enough resources to win. And that the biggest, what it is. The biggest issue is, all they care about is you coming to the stadium. That's the perception. You coming there, buying the hot dogs and the shishka berries, the $50 parking.
Yeah, paying the parking.
And watching the game. That's their perception. And the fact that he doesn't get that, I mean, tone deaf. I mean, I said, you know, before when I heard that he was going to have a press conference, I said, you know what, John, because I think he's going to say all the right things. But at the end of the day, he and his group have been together for decades. And it's the same group that we've all complained about for a decade plus. But at the end of the day, this organization will never truly change until you wipe them all clean. And it won't, because they're all the same dudes.
Well, who's going to do that? Nobody's going to do that.
Well, I'm just telling you, it will never change because it's the same group. The same board of directors. It's the same minority owners. Howard Lincoln's still a part. Howard Lincoln is on the board of directors.
Mm-hmm.
It's all of it. John Stanton has been a part of the team for a decade, two decades. I mean, this isn't all going to change. If you are living in a fantasy world that this now will all get better because Kevin Mather is gone, you're delusional. Because this starts from the top up and it permeates through the whole organization. I'll go through a timeline of John Stanton since he's been a part of this organization. The worst part of this organization has been under John Stanton. All of it. And not just on the field, off the field. Sexual allegations. Covering up prostitution. I mean, this issue with Mather. Firing a female sports psychologist. I mean, just the whole thing. It's a mess. All of it is. And I don't think anyone should have any confidence whether or not they can turn it around. I know for me, I certainly don't. I will always pull for the players and the actual guys on the team because I want to see them have success and Scott Servais. But the guys at top, man, you know what, as a fan base, all of us, we deserve so much better than this ownership group. So much better. Because we have stuck through and stuck with them for so long. And at every turn, they have showed you, in my opinion, that they don't really value you at all. Not one bit. We'll go through a timeline, some other stuff. That was the best 2 minutes ever. I mean, I just love all of it. The best 2 minutes of a Zoom call that you could ever hear of. More on a Common Sense Tuesday coming up next on 950 KJR.
Did you miss anything on the Ian Furness Show? Not to worry. Listen on demand at sportsradiokjr.com/podcasts on the free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This report is sponsored by Del...
Slickhawk, I'm not sure you've seen this here on a Common Sense Tuesday, but I got a press release in my hand.
Yeah? Who wrote that?
Seattle Sports Commission announces the honorees for the 86th annual Sports Star of the Year Award. Hey. Do you want to hear them?
Yes, I do.
Let's see. How many people are from KJR on this? Well, I think we should probably sweep the whole thing.
Okay.
The Paul G. Allen Humanitarian Award. Hey, we did a lot for the restaurants and the bars and the communities around here for the past year.
Sure.
Did we not?
Sure.
Parents going to go to Jamal Crawford. Congratulations, Jamal Crawford. Hey. 20-year NBA veteran from Rainier Beach is among the best ever Seattle-born NBA stars. Though his greatest impact might be off the court. Civic pillar. His gifts to the local community have been immeasurable. So Jamal Crawford will be awarded the Paul G. Allen Humanitarian Award. The Wayne Gittner Inspirational Youth Award will go to Matthew Esselstrom.
Oh, man, you said Matthew. I thought I had a chance.
Use sports and a passion for helping others to fuel his journey of self-discovery as he transitioned from a female to a male and overcame a significant knee injury playing lacrosse. The Royal Brougham Sports Award Legend, the Sports Legend Award, goes to Richard L. Fane.
Hey!
No, Lou Piniella. Lou Piniella.
Man, you have me going there, iconic, especially Royal Brougham. You think maybe journalism of some sort?
Iconic Mariners manager. from the 1995 team. Save baseball in Seattle. The Keith Jackson Media Excellence Award. All right, here we go. Do we have any, kid, do we have any Media Excellence Award music?
I'm sure we do.
We need some Media Excellence Award music before I give you this. Because this one's right in our wheelhouse. We should have someone from the station here.
Yes.
That probably has this. The Equity and Inclusion in Sports Award goes to the All-Girl Everything Ultimate Program Age Up. It uses Ultimate Frisbee to invest in Black, Indigenous, and People of Color youth in South Seattle. Here we go. What have we found? Who should some of the nominees be?
Yeah.
For the 86th annual Sports Star of the Year for the Keith Jackson Media Excellence Award. I chose to go to Washington State University because of Keith Jackson.
Okay.
Who are the nominees?
Dave Sims.
All right, Dave Sims. You say Dave Sims.
Yeah.
Let's say Richard L. Fain. Let's put him
in there. You know what? How about Matt Stretch Johnson?
Hey, all right, Matt Stretch Johnson.
Yeah.
Who else do you want to nominate?
Well, what's
the kid? Who do you want to nominate for the Keith Jackson Media Excellence Award?
Media Excellence.
Who do you want to do? Kevin Mather.
Gonna pass on Mather this time. Huh?
Can I put in Jason Puckett?
You're damn right you can.
Jason Puckett is my pick.
I was gonna say you and Dugar. You have the Man-to-Man podcast.
Thank you.
Well, I think you should put the whole Seattle...
Right? You're the Man-to-Man podcast?
The whole Seahawks media basketball team on there.
Yes. Let's put the Seattle media basketball...
Oh, here you go.
We have not forgot about the DK Metcalf video of him doing a windmill reverse dunk.
I get that. But that has nothing to do with his ability to dribble or shoot. That's the only thing I would say.
You just continue to dig yourself
a hole. I'm not saying we'd have to do anything.
See,
why does he have to dribble or shoot?
He doesn't have to do anything.
You
he
just
can
get
run
the ball
down
top of the key,
the court,
and then he starts running.
Like
and
an
you
unleashed
give it to
stallion.
Him.
And they'll just throw him the ball. Boom. All right.
And yes, we will get out of the way.
Seattle media basketball team.
Why?
Why not? Who's on that one? You?
Dugar. Mr. Arthur, Ben Arthur, Joe Fan, Tim Booth. I'm calling up Donald.
No, he's not in the media. And Tim Booth, who's coming off your bench?
We're five strong, baby.
You gotta have a six man.
I have to ask Mike. I'm not sure.
Can we pick the six man for you?
Go ahead, say
Maz.
I knew it. I knew you were gonna go with Maz. I blame Slick Hawk for that.
Reminds me of the ball.
What should we put? Chris? Someone wants the Prince of Puyallup. Chris Egan on the list.
Oh, that's a good call.
Okay, let's put Egan on the list.
I was thinking Brad Adam myself.
Let's put Brad Adam on the list. The Keith Jackson Media Excellence Award. We've got Egan, Brad Adam, Dave Sims, Fain, Stretch, me, Dugar, and the Seattle Media Basketball Team. That includes Dugar, Kid. Joe Fan, Tim Booth, and Maz Vita. Are we missing anyone?
I don't think so. I think we're good.
Jubal and their kids.
He was in there brushing his teeth.
In the bathroom?
Did he have a mask on?
Well,
he's brushing his teeth.
He's brushing his teeth.
None of them.
It was a joke.
The Keith Jackson Media Excellence Award goes to Dean Runtz.
Oh!
I know Dean. Everyone knows Dean. You've seen Dean around. You may not know the name, but you know when you see him, you'd be like, I know who Dean Runtz is.
Oh, okay.
He is the longtime Seattle Times photographer that has been, I don't know, for 32 years or something like that. And you'll recognize him. He'll be down. You'll see him down at T-Mobile. You'll see him at CenturyLink. You'll see him everywhere.
All right.
That Dean Runtz is the Keith Jackson Media Excellence Award. Congratulations to Dean. Well-deserved. Congratulations to Dean and Lou, Pinella, Matthew Esselstrom, Jamal Crawford, and the All-Girl Everything Ultimate Program. Now,
Puckett, you were snubbed again.
Do you want the nominees for the other awards?
Yeah.
Sports Star of the Year for the women, Alicia Clark. The Seattle Storm.
Very good.
Did they trade her?
No, they I don't believe they did. I'm trying to, I think they traded Natasha Howard.
Morgan Flores. Okay. UW softball.
Okay.
Charlize Legger Walker, Wazoo basketball. Who's like the best freshman in the country? So maybe give it to her. Mackenzie Williams, Seattle U basketball. Jen Wirth, Gonzaga basketball. The sports star of the year for the men, Kyle Lewis.
Hey!
Kyle Manzardo, Wazoo baseball. Elijah Molden, UW football. Jordan Morris of the Sounders. And KJ Wright of the Seahawks. Your sports star or sports story of the year, Gonzaga men's basketball.
KJ's price just went up.
Seattle Kraken, the record-breaking launch. So it's a story of the year. Gonzaga was NCAA title favorite, only program to net 30 wins in the last four seasons. The Seattle Seahawks sports story of the year, NFC West title with zero positive COVID tests.
I mean, they're the only team in the league to
do it. I know, it is going to play. Sounders, Western Conference comeback, and the Seattle Storm wins their fourth WNBA title with zero positive COVID cases. All right. There are the nominees for the Seattle Sports Star of the Year Awards. Now, this will be broadcast on King 5 on February 27th with a simulcast on your home of the Seattle Sports Star of the Year Awards, 950 KJR AM.
You know, if I was
also, KJR FM in HD 2 and the iHeartRadio app. So we will be carrying it live right here on 950 KJR February 27th. Starting at 7 p.m.
If I was King 5, I'd back out of that. I'd refuse to broadcast it. I mean, snub. Total snub. Egan couldn't even get a nod.
Yeah.
So.
Neither did we.
They should. Well. Neither did we. That was expected.
All right. We'll roll into the second hour on a Not For Me Monday. It includes a visit coming up at 11:20 with John Canzon.
Did you miss anything on Softy and Dick? Not to worry. Listen on demand at sportsradiokjr.com/podcasts on the free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.